Dev Medical presents Dr. G at the Heart of Healthcare. Welcome to episode one, the H word, hospice. It's not a bad H word. Thank you for joining me today. I'm excited to be here with this beautiful logo and this beautiful platform and everything that's happening. It's a good time to be here to share with you all. So I want to let you know how this podcast is going to flow so that you'll continue to join me as we go on this journey. So I want to keep the formats fairly simple. I'd like to keep the podcast about 15 to 20 minutes. It's going to have three parts. There's going to be a story. That's the theme. Then there's going to be a teaching point, and then there's going to be a valuable resource. As you know, it's my mission to educate and empower, so we will do that with these three parts. So let's jump in today. Today's story is about the origin of the Mourning Dove Medical logo. It started with me sitting on my patio, preparing to go see a patient at a skilled nursing facility. And as I read the chart, the story hit me really hard and I became very emotional, and I had a difficult time pulling myself together to go see this patient. So as I sat there, I looked up and noticed a bird was sitting in one of my plants. And it kind of startled me. I actually said, "What are you doing?" And then another bird popped its little head up. There were two mourning doves in there that had nested in my plant. And that moment for me was so divine. That visitation to me spoke peace and encouragement to my heart. And helped me feel that I could do it. It was like it was saying, go ahead, you got this. So the logo, where you see the bird and the stethoscope, handing it to me, that's how I feel. I was uplifted that day to go and see that patient. So that's pretty much what that's about. So we'll just move on into the next part. There'll be more on that later, I am sure. But when it was time for me to name my corporation, I thought it was perfect because that was a very personal moment. And it's important for me, someone who at one point wanted to be a cardiologist, but chose hospice instead. I always say I like to help the heart from the outside by educating and empowering, providing peace of mind and healthcare. So that's what I do. All right, well, let's jump right into the title of this podcast, the H word, hospice. Why are people afraid of that word? Why is it so triggering? I think it's because people are really afraid of death. Today I watched The Lion King, and everyone knows that story. It's universal. It's been translated into many languages in cartoon form. The play has been on Broadway for almost 30 years. Then a new form of it came out with Beyoncé. It's just so powerful to folks. Now, outside of the murder that happened, we'll just set that aside. But I just want to deal with the concept of death and the circle of life. The lyrics of that song really moved me. It talked about the circle of life moves us all through despair and hope, through faith and love. That's what the hospice interdisciplinary team does for a patient and family in hospice care. We create loving environments around the dying loved one. We have the team that includes a physician, nurse, social worker, chaplain, home health aides that bring health care into the patient's home. We address the psychosocial needs of the patient as well as their medical needs when they have a terminal condition. I consider it team-based health care in the home, medical care brought when there's a limited prognosis or someone no longer seeking curative treatments for a curative disease. The team helps with anticipatory grief for those surrounding the family member and even the patient themselves. We jump into the most challenging situations and do our best to help patients end well. I have a couple resources that I want to share with you today that will empower. First is Dr. G's Hospice Pocket Guide, 7 Things Hospice Physicians Need to Know to Be Ready for Work. This is my first book I released on Doctor's Day of 2023. It's for physicians interested in hospice care. Recently, I was on social media and I saw a group of physicians that were asking about side gigs in hospice care. I think it's important that your hospice physician is engaged and knowledgeable if they're leading the agency. So I created this tool as a starting point to help people, physicians, understand what it takes to do the work as they start their journey and hopefully become certified in that. I'll be sharing a link for the Hospice Medical Director Certification Board. I live in California, and recently there was a legislation passed in September that required hospice agencies to report whether their physicians are certified by the Hospice Medical Director Certification Board or ABMS Board. So it's important for you to know who the doctor is when you're seeking hospice care for yourself or for a loved one. Which leads me to the next resource, a website called Hospice Care Compare, a Medicare website. You can look on there and put in your zip code and find out the quality of the hospice agency that you are going to be electing hospice care for. So hopefully these resources help you today. It was my goal today to help you see that hospice is not a bad H word. Hospice is the heart of healthcare, and it is my hope that you have peace of mind in healthcare.